when Seattle's David Bazan came out as an atheist, that was a shock to his Christian fans. Well, in his new album, Bazan sheds another identity, his identity of acoustic-only performer. Seattle DJ Marco Collins told me how Bazan has transformed over the years.
When I heard this song for the first time, which is called Both Hands, first song on the record, I was shocked because he sort of stepped in a whole different direction.
Tell us about David Bazan. And by the way, I think more of our listeners know him than they even maybe realize.
Yeah, he was started a group called Pedro the Lion that put out a record, well, several records back in 1997. When I first heard Pedro the Lion, I was working at the End at the time, and I just thought, wow, I haven't heard someone create these kind of songs on an indie level that are that cohesive. I mean, like hooks for days. And hooks with depth to them, too. Inches from the goal, one
thing on his mind. I feel like they were a national hit. Am I wrong, Pedro the Lion?
Yeah, they were a national hit with a young Christian sort of crowd.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was playing them, folks would say to me, why are you playing a Christian band? And I thought, come on, I play Marilyn Manson. Why wouldn't I also embrace what was going on the Christian
side? The full religious spectrum.
Absolutely.
Just that phrase, by the way, indie Christian band.
That's a big deal.
First I'd ever heard of that. A few years ago, he came out with this record that was sort of called his breakup letter.
Yeah.
Breaking Up With God.
Yeah. Curse Your Branches was the name of the album. And if you're a Bazan fan, that is your favorite record. I've heard that from so many people. I love the record. Lyrically, you can read it right out of the gate.
Wait just a minute. You expect me to believe that all this misbehaving grew from one enchanted.
He released this record and thought, nobody's going to like this record. Everybody's going to hate it. And people did hate it. When it came out, his following started walking away from him. But he reached an entirely new audience by being that truthful.
Sounds like he struggled with it, though, too.
He did struggle with it, as I think a lot of people do. You know, a lot of people struggle with the idea that, you know, there might be no God.
So in his new music, you said it's way more electronic.
It's way more electronic. There's a individual that produced the record named Yuki, and he's from a group called Crystal Skulls. So the new album almost has a feel, an M83 feel. You know the band M83. Yep. Mm-hmm. Just very atmospheric, very beautiful, sonic in a quiet way.
I love this music. I love the moodiness of it. Personally, it reminds me of stuff I used to listen to when I was first snowboarding.
Okay.
You'd get up way early, you know, it was dark, and you were going to have some kind of adventure, and I just wanted to put myself in some otherworldly place.
Cinematic. I mean, it's
cinematic.
Really cinematic, and that description right there, going snowboarding, like the mountains and everything about that experience, totally makes the music that much more intense to me.
Is David Bazan playing around the Seattle area?
He is. Tomorrow night he's playing the Neptune, which is unusual for him. David and his manager have reinvented touring in a way. They tour and do house shows around the country. So, You know, you have to sign up, you have to audition, or not really audition, you have to apply to be one of the places he plays. And they kind of...
Literally in your house?
Literally in your house. People will come to your home, they buy tickets, and they come to watch the show. And the way David described it a couple of years ago was, some of the shows you walk into, and it's like five people in a kitchen. Other shows, you've got 250 people out on the back patio. You know, so he's had a lot of success sort of redefining touring for the independent artist.
What's another song you want to share?
Well, the other song that I really loved from this record is a song called Trouble with Boys. And it's, again, one of those tracks that, you know, emotionally you feel it just through the music.
All your trouble with boys.
Trouble with Boys. What do you think that's about?
You know, I don't know, and I wouldn't sort of guess. I do know that I can identify with that title and identify with the lyrics, and I think probably a good chunk of the population can also identify with those lyrics. That's all I can really say about that one.
I treat you so.
Marco Collins bringing you some Seattle music. This from David Bazan, whose new album is out now. It's called Blanco.